Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. So we're talking forgiving others from Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35. Peter came up to the Lord and asked, "How many times should I forgive someone who does something wrong to me? Is seven times enough?" Jesus answered, "Not just seven times, but 77 times. This story will show you what the kingdom of heaven is like. One day a king decided to call in his officials and ask them to give an account of what they owed. As he was doing this, one official was brought in who owed 50 million silver coins, but he didn't have any money to pay what he owed. The king ordered him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he owned in order to pay the debt. The official got down on his knees and began begging, 'Have pity on me, and I will pay you every cent.' The king felt sorry for him and let him go free. He even told the official that he did not have to pay back the money. But as this official was leaving, he happened to meet another official who owed him 100 silver coins. So he grabbed the man by the throat, he started choking him, and said, 'Pay me what you owe.' The man got down on his knees and began begging, 'Have pity on me, and I will pay you back.' But the first official refused to have pity. Instead, he went and had the other official put in jail until he could pay what he owed. When some other officials found out what had happened, they felt sorry for the man who had been put in jail. Then they told the king what had happened. The king called the first official back in and said, 'You're an evil man. When you begged for mercy, I said you did not have to pay back a cent. Don't you think you should show pity to someone else as I did to you?' The king was so angry that he ordered the official to be tortured until he could pay back everything he owed. That is how my Father in heaven will treat you if you don't forgive each of my followers with all of your heart." So, when it comes to forgiving others, how are you doing? Let's face it, forgiving others is hard, sometimes impossible, especially when the other person is an idiot, when what they have done is particularly painful or even horrible, when they have not only hurt you, but embarrassed you and betrayed you, when there is very little charitable energy left in our hearts to somehow indicate that we have any desire to somehow let them off the hook, for the nightmare they have created. We hear the scripture and understand that forgiveness is something we do for us and not necessarily for them, but we still struggle to be forgiving because that would mean letting go of our anger and our pain. Forgiving, of course, is not erasing what has happened. It does not alleviate the offender's need to confess, nor does it change the offender's need to make amends, even when that may be impossible. Forgiving is something we do simply because we have been forgiven. It's crazy, but when we forgive, we reveal, at the most basic level, the presence of God within us. We forgive because God first forgave us, but it's not easy. In fact, one suspects that's why Peter asks Jesus about how many times we must forgive people who regularly need forgiving. In this respect, I truly admire Peter. When Peter saw what he considered an idiot, he was perfectly willing to call them out. He was, as scripture presents him, not terribly tolerant as a guy. And in the TV show The Chosen, he is there in full color, going full tilt on Matthew, the former tax collector. He cannot imagine forgiving Matthew. Matthew's sins were too great. Remember, Matthew was a collaborator with the hated Roman government. He was to be despised. Yet Jesus invites Peter to instead forgive. So one can imagine Peter saying to Jesus, "How long, Lord? How many times?" And Jesus' response, 77 times, or 70 times 7, really means forever, or more simply, as many times as God has and will forgive you. God's forgiveness is unimaginable in its volume, forgiveness so rich and free that it simply boggles the imagination. We cannot plumb the depth, we cannot measure the width, we cannot fathom the love it requires. It is so amazing, so beyond comprehension. It's like George Clooney or Ana de Armas asking you out on a date, Shaq stopping by your house to pick you up to go on to a Knicks game, Warren Buffett picking up the whole tab for all your groceries for the rest of your life, or Steven Spielberg stopping by to say he's picked you to star in the next Indiana Jones sequel. So beyond comprehension, that's the point, that it's like a cruel tyrant being generous. And that's why the parable. So let's hear what the parable's saying. Jesus is not suggesting that God is like a cruel tyrant who plans to force a debtor's wife into slavery in an attempt to pay a debt that can't be paid, 50 million silver coins. Rather, Jesus shares with us that our God forgives in an extravagant way, like this king who forgives an unbelievable sum, even though it's not in his nature. He is not kind and generous. This is shocking beyond expectation. Jesus tells his listeners and us that God's grace is overwhelming, beyond comprehension, magnanimous in the extreme, that our God acts in ways that are shocking and surprising in a tyrant, but totally consistent with a God of love. That our God acts in ways like the unjust judge in another parable, who finally listens to the importuning widow, not because it's the right thing to do, but just because he's exhausted and says, oh, okay. The point is not the awful character of the human kings and judges, but the total surprise we feel when they act with compassion. They are not compassionate. But how could we miss that our God is? And that the expectation is that we will act like our Heavenly Father does in forgiving others. That we are to forgive in the same way as our amazing God, who has forgiven us now and forever. What does the Lord's Prayer say? Forgive us our debts, our transgressions, our sins, in the way that we forgive those of others. Shocking, because it's amazing grace for sure. Offering to others the love of God that God has shared with us. Go and do likewise. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for our podcast today. We hope that you'll be able to join us in the future. If you have questions, you can contact us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org.